Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Olala and Jin Guys, our guests, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H.com is the website. You can find all the things that she does there, including her work with customers, her clients on strategic planning. What is the difference between strategic planning, Olala, and regular business planning?
Oh, I love that question, because I have finally figured out a soundbite that gets people to say, oh, I say that a business plan is an aspirational tool and a strategic plan is an actionable tool. A strategic plan covers a shorter period of time. It can be as little as 1 year, but ideally it's a two-year for a private company, for public sector entities and things like that. It usually runs 3 years, but a business plan typically is a 3 to 5 year projection out. And to me, it's not an either or. It depends on where you are in the stage of your business. So most business owners believe that they only need a business plan if they're going to be getting funding. I say that that's not entirely true. If you're in a hotly contested market, if you're in a market that's oversaturated, if you're in a market that has experienced significant disruption over the past 5 years, you probably need a business plan more so than a strategic plan so that you really understand what the competitive landscape is that you're trying to do business in, because it is different.
Well, see,
one's aspirational, one's actional.
But I don't think they're mutually exclusive, though. I mean, you need both. It seems to me.
They're not. It's just that business plans can feel very daunting to a business owner that has never been through a business plan process before, which there are millions of them. So I walk them through a one-year strategic plan, basically,
right,
first, just to kind of prime the pump, to get them used to the thinking.
Get them used to focusing in the future, to seeing what's coming at them and how to anticipate. How to hit a curveball, so to speak, which is the futures is throwing you. One of the things that I learned from the guru of business planning, Tim Berry, the guy who
mm-hmm.
created Business Plan Pro, is he talks about plan versus actual. Plan versus actual.
Right.
In other words, you know, if you're talking about planning, you're talking about a moving target, a chronology, a timeline, and so you say, okay, over the next month, this is what I project I'm going to do. And then you write that down, then you come back a month from now, and you do plan versus actual. Okay, I said I was going to do this. How did I do? And you put the two together.
Exactly.
With that kind of a chronological history behind you, that also informs your strategic planning, I think. It tells you what kind of a planner you are. It also tells you a little bit about what you saw and whether you can interpret it. Whether you're interpreting the future the right way in your strategy.
Absolutely. And I do want to make this one point, because we talk about business plans around the word financial a lot, but there's a lot of operational components that, whether you're looking at business planning or strategic planning, that need to be taken into consideration. When we talk about growth, most people think we're only talking about money. But in my world, growth is capacity, it's capabilities, and it's also presence in the marketplace. Do you want one physical presence? Do you want multiple physical presences? Do you want strategic alliances that create virtual presence? So there's more to a plan than just the money. It's
mm-hmm.
how are you going to grow? Because you can project that you'll make $10 million, but what's the plan to actually grow your talent team to support those types of objectives for the business? Business planning, strategic planning help you answer those kind of questions. What's the manpower required to make the money and realize the mission for the business?
Well, and the thing is, folks, in a small business, this isn't egghead stuff she's talking about. This isn't
right.
pointy-headed professorial stuff. This is just different ways of looking at things. As she said, a strategic plan is aspirational. That's okay. This is what I think I'm seeing out there. This is what we think is coming at us. This is how we think we're going to need to deal with this. How can we turn this, what could be a challenge, into an opportunity? But the business plan is taking, now you're closer in, things are happening around you, you're taking that information and you're taking it to market. You don't take your strategic plan to market. You take your business plan to market, don't you?
You can, and it depends on where you are in the business.
But don't you see the strategic plan as becoming your business plan? It flows that way?
I see for a lot of business, and it could just be, you know, some of the industries that I play in. I see the business plan as being the aspirational tool that tells you how to look past the horizon. And in some cases, a mini strategic plan is what sets up your business plan to win. Mm-hmm. But for customers who are good at planning, we start with the business plan. So to your point, yes, we start at the business plan and we allow the two plans to basically mirror each other to create more momentum in the business and to get the entire company, to get the whole staff on board with the future. Because the one thing that, if I had any piece of advice that I would share with your audience, is that the planning process, whichever one you choose, the business plan, strategic plan, or combination thereof, it may start with you as the leader, but it does not end with you, because you can do nothing. You can't accomplish anything unless you have people to help you mobilize the plan, whichever one you choose.
Olala, I need your website one more time, please.
Olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H.
Hey, let's keep talking about this, Olala, next time.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon. Olala Njinga, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blysinger. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.